Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A mixed day across the grain sector here. We finished the day unchanged in corn after being higher. December corn closed down a half cent at $3.80, about 3.5 off the high and 3.5 off the low. March corn down a half at 3.88 and a quarter. December 16 unchanged. So really just a kind of a quiet day for the corn. Beans, on the other hand, higher. November beans up 4 3/4 at 83 and a quarter. January's up 6, 885. Both of those 2 3 cents off of their highs and about 6 off the lows. Now, wheat futures had the turnaround today. December, Chicago up 9, 525 and a half, roughly 5 cents off the high. December, Kansas City up 4 at 491 and a half, about 8 cents off the high there. July 16 up 3 3/4. 527 and a quarter, about 10 cents off of the lows from earlier today. Some talk that the crops in Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union could be having some trouble there. You know, it's a long time until harvest for those crops, so kind of hard to tell what's going on over there in the Eastern Europe. Outside markets are sort of mixed. We have the U.S. dollar index up really strong, up 82 at 98.06. You'd think that pressure anything that the U.S. exports.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Looking forward, next Tuesday we have the USDA U.S. Crop Production Report, and also they're going to update the U.S. and World Supply and Demand Tables. That's next Tuesday at 11 a.m. The early expectations out of Bloomberg, the average guesses for the corn production are 13.564 billion bushels. That's higher than the USDA's October number of 13.555 billion. So a little bit higher for the corn production. Bean production also slightly higher at 3.914 billion bushels. That's up from the 3.888 billion bushels in October out of the USDA. Carryout for 15-16, a little bit higher for corn at 1.597. Last month it was 1.561. Beans also higher, 10 million bushels higher at 435 million, and then wheat, 8 million bushels higher at 869. So across the board, expected to be a little bit higher than the last month's USDA report. And then tomorrow morning, we have the exports regularly scheduled on Thursdays. Wheat expected to be 350 to 550,000 metric tons, corn 500 to 700, and beans 1.3 to 1.6 million metric tons.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, December live cattle down $3 at 137.22, February down $3 at 139.65. November feeder cattle 450 lower at 186.15. January down 450 at 177.67. December lean hogs 85 lower at 57.37. February down 105 at 60.02. December Kansas City wheat up 5 1/4 at 492 3/4. March up 5 1/4 at 508 1/2. December Chicago wheat up 9 3/4 at 526 1/4. December corn unchanged at 380 1/2. March down 1/2 at 388 1/4. November soybeans 3 1/2 higher share at 882, January up 5 at 884. December cotton down 63 at 61.94, March down 42 at 62.02. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.